Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Kelsey Johnson. She's a member of the Baltimore Youth Commission and represents the 8th District. The Baltimore Youth Commission is put together by the mayor, and I'm looking forward to hearing from Kelsey all about what she's doing in that capacity. Kelsey, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Good.
I love being a part of the Baltimore City Youth Commission, and I've been a part of it for about 3 years. And we do a lot of different things. We throw events, we help suggest legislation, and we are very involved in the community. We go visit schools, do site visits at rec centers, and visit community associations just to find out what's going on in the community and being very active so we can know what the needs are of the youth in Baltimore City.
So how did you get introduced to the mayor's youth commission?
I actually got introduced because I knew some of the employees of City Hall, and they were the advisors, Ms. Sabrina Sutton. And she brought it to my attention when I first was going to A&T in North Carolina, when I first was venturing out for college. And I was like, well, I'm going away from school. I won't really be able to be here. So when I came back and decided to come and be in Baltimore, I was like, okay, I still love being and doing community work. Let me see what the commission is about. And I end up doing my application and my interviews as well. And it was a great experience.
Kelsey, tell me a little bit about your observations on what the youth in Baltimore are thinking today.
So some observations I see, a lot of the youth in Baltimore are creative and they're so innovative, but don't have the means to or the process or how it could get done. So a lot of people, and just because we're in a social media world, believe that some things can be overnight success, and it doesn't take the hard work. And a lot of them don't know the process of what things are and what it takes. But the talent is just amazing, and it can grow even more if it's exposed and nurtured and help be better as well.
So one of the things that you see out there is kids who are incredibly talented without a mentor or a road path to really make that talent turn into something that's all it can possibly be.
Yeah.
What else should our listeners know about the Youth Commission or about you? You're going to do some amazing things. I do hope you stay in our city because you are going to knock the socks off with respect to your career in mechanical engineering and change the lives of a lot of kids.
Yes, I plan to. But the Youth Commission, we actually have a bill. And so the bill is called Giving Youth a Voice in Community Decisions. And so how we would try to go about making sure youth are being engaged is using us as an example, going to some of those same community associations with a designated youth member and tell them how you can voice your opinion. And it matters. Being that I met you at a community association meeting, those type of meetings are necessary. And giving a youth, they are that future in that community. So having a say matters.
Well, Kelsey, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.